USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One of the nation's largest investment banks says Wall Street can forget about a Santa Claus rally this year. In a note to clients, the bank citing the Fed Reserve stance and predicted a late-year stock market rally is unlikely. During the 77th session of the UN General Assembly, Secretary of State Antony Blinken attended the Indo-Pacific Quad meeting. Here, Secretary Blinken reflects on the importance of the Quad countries working together while addressing challenges.
I think our four countries know very well that the significant challenges that we face, as well as the opportunities that are before us, demand more than ever that we work together. No one of us alone can do what is necessary to meet these challenges and seize these opportunities. And that's the inspiration behind the Quad.
Leaders across the world are bashing elections taking place in Russian-controlled Ukraine. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
As the war in Europe has shown signs in recent weeks that Russia may be in trouble, residents in Russian-controlled areas of Ukraine began voting in referendums on joining Russia Friday morning. Russia-installed leaders will hold elections through Tuesday. Ukraine and Western nations are calling the election a sham as Russia tries to annex nearly 15% of Ukraine.
Vice President Kamala Harris is leading a delegation that will attend the state funeral of a former Japanese prime minister. Shinzo Abe was assassinated back in July. The funeral in Tokyo is set for Tuesday. For the third day in a row, gas prices are holding steady. AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular remains $3.68 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A plan to recruit veterans into the Florida school system appears to be working. The State Department of Education saying nearly 400 vacant teacher positions were filled by newly certified veterans. The program launched by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis took effect July 1st for those qualified to get temporary 5-year teaching documentation. Mostly along party lines, the Democratic-led House on Thursday passed 4 bills related to policing. Some Republicans called it a stunt before the midterms.
46 days from a midterm election, they want the American people to suddenly and miraculously believe that they care about the crime crisis plaguing our nation. 219 Democrats voted to defund the police and take away resources from law enforcement.
Minnesota Republican Congressman Pete Stauber, Republicans roundly rejected 3 of the bills called up by Democrats. One of those was the Mental Health Justice Act, which would let the Department of Justice distribute $1.2 billion in grant funding over 5 years for the training and use of mental health workers in lieu of law enforcement officers. Apple has issued an update to the iOS that fixes several bugs. The primary one among them is a vibration in the camera that would occur when users attempted to post photos or videos to social media apps. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.